Welcome to the latest episode of Five on the Floor and the Five Reasons Sports Network. Thanks for joining us on your favorite podcast app. We're on Podbean, Spotify, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts. We're also on Dash Radio on their Nothing But Net channel. That's every single weeknight at 7 p.m. Also, check us out on the Five Reasons YouTube channel. Every episode from here, exports there. But you also can get new, fresh live streaming shows, including Before Floor, an hour before every Heat game. Greg and I are both on that one all the time. And also Post Up 5R after every Heat game, unless it's New Year's Eve. Took the night off last night, but they'll be back for the rest of the games on this road trip. Also, fivereasonsports.com for the latest articles from Brady Hawk and others without a paywall. And also check out our great sponsors. And we've got a new one. This is a local one. If you've got the schmutz, you got to get the guts to reach out to Water Cleanup. If you're a South Florida property owner with an insurance claim, or you're dealing with water, mold, or fire damage, you got to find a reputable, fully licensed, insured, and certified contractor. Got to go to Water Cleanup of Florida. They're here for you 24 hours a day. When disaster strikes in your home or business, you need specialized, fast, and reliable services. Water Cleanup of Florida understands the impact and stress an unexpected disaster may cause. They got over 60 years of combined experience. So reach out to Michael, Robert, and their team. They can handle any size disaster. They're third generation contractors in South Florida. It's very important for them to continue their sterling reputation. Why else would they hook up with us? Here at Five Reasons, they can make the cleanup and insurance claim process as painless and hassle-free as possible. So reach out to Water Cleanup of Florida, a licensed building contractor also, so they can provide A to Z service and one-stop shopping that busy homeowners and business owners require. No reason to bring in other contractors. They'll handle it all for you. So reach out to Michael anytime on his personal cell at 954-579-0356. That's 954-579-0356. Check out the Twitter account Water Cleanup FL. We're going to be giving away a t-shirt to one of the followers of that account. So reach out to Michael, 954-579-0356. And now, tonight's episode.
Down to Biscayne. Yikes. Five on the floor, ride for my dogs. Well, here's the thing, you can check the score. Hustle hard, couple scars, wearing bubble frogs. Just like Butler said, you in trouble, y'all. Kept the floor playing, got an all band. Y'all seen the block, stop with one hand. And Pat, we trust, it's power, have the guts. We here to bring the heat, y'all can hang it up.
Welcome to Five on the Floor, a daily insider show on the Miami Heat and the NBA, featuring Ethan Skolnick, Greg Sylvander, and Alex Toledo, plus others from the Five Reasons Sports Network.
All right, welcome back to Five on the Floor. I'm Ethan Skolnick. You can follow me at Ethan J. Skolnick and the Five Reasons Sports. I've got Greg Sylvander. You can follow him at Greg Sylvander. Today's floor plan, we're going to take you into 2022. We hope everybody had a happy New Year's Eve and has a happy new year. We did not pod off the game last night, although we all kept an eye on it and watched the Miami Heat beat the Houston Rockets behind Jimmy Butler for the most part, 37 points from Jimmy Butler. Tyler Hero played, Kyle Lowry played, but of course, Kyle Guy, one of their 10-day pickups, had 17 points. We did not see Mario Chalmers, although it is likely we'll probably see him at some point on the road trip, but he did speak after the game. You can check that out on our YouTube channel, but we're not going to focus too much on one game. And the reason that Greg and I are not going to do that is because we don't know if some of these players are still going to be here in 2 weeks. So we don't want to kind of over-focus on guys who are not going to be part of what is looks like a contending or possibly championship drive for this Miami Heat team as they're 10 games over 500 in the new year or going into the new year, even with all of the adversity that they face. So what Greg and I are going to do, we didn't prep this. We're going to go through five things we're looking forward to in 2022. Now, it can't be like just general like team health. I mean, that's obvious, right? Like, I mean, you hope everybody stays healthy and you get the best version of the team. Now, it can be some specifics on health, but we don't want to go in that. And of course, it can't be, well, one thing we're looking forward to is a championship parade. Of course, these are the things that might have to happen for that to occur. So I didn't give him any time to prep. I'm going to let you pick the first one.
Wow. So you took away the championship one. So the hope trafficking goes right out the window for me.
Well, I mean, some of the things you're going to talk about are probably hope trafficking because it's what you
do. This is true. This is true. You can't, I don't deviate from my brand too far. No. So the first thing that actually intrigues me just right off the cuff of it, as I think through these things, the different combinations is I want to see Yurtseven and Adebayo play together That's one thing I'm looking forward to in 2022. I love the way that Spo has simplified the center position while Bam has been out. And I think that Yurt has been able to really thrive in that role in the, you know, in the way that they're using him. It's a different way than they would use Bam. I'm interested to see the two of those guys, the Twin Towers next to each other, as Yurt kind of maybe can extend his range. So that is the first thing. I don't know that it's going to be a big focus of this season, but we're talking 2022, so it could bleed into next season. So that's kind of where I'll tip off, just because of the possibilities of having that kind of Twin Tower front line.
All right, I'm going to piggyback off of that. Maybe that's the way we should do this, is one piggybacks off the next. You mentioned Bam, and the obvious thing with Bam is that he comes back healthy, but I think the anticipation is that he's going to come back healthy. What I'm looking forward to is Bam, having seen what this team looks like without him, figuring out a way to come back and be the best version of himself and be aggressive. We've talked about that before the season, but now we've seen them have some success without him, and it's not to disparage him, but they have found ways to win without him, even when they haven't had other pieces. I want to see Bam come back with an edge. I want to see Bam come back with, like, you guys need me, and I'm going to assert myself here from the very beginning, and I'm going to be the difference maker. Because look, even last night, I mean, Hero, Lowry, and Jimmy, how many games has that combination played together? As we talked about before the game, I mean, Lowry and Jimmy have only played together 16. Now, throw Bam into the mix. How much of those four guys actually played together? But Bam can't come back with the idea that he's going to be a supporting piece. As Brady has written about repeatedly, the defense has changed without Bam. Certain things they run offensively have changed without Bam. I don't think that Eric's just going to change them all right back. Maybe defensively, but I don't think offensively. So I don't think he's going to change them all right back, which means that Bam is going to have to make his presence felt in the new way that they're playing. Maybe that's good for him. Maybe with fewer dribble handoffs, maybe with the way they're playing defensively, that he'll be forced to do that. But I want to see an aggressive Bam. Your turn.
You're raising the stakes of this. I like that. See, I was thinking very micro and you went more macro. So I'm going to head in that direction as well. I'm looking forward to seeing Duncan Robinson sink or swim in Miami. I think that this postseason will ultimately decide whether he is a long-term fixture as a rotational core piece on this team, or if he flames out in the playoffs coming off of this up and down uneasy season. I think that they would look to make an adjustment there. So I'm interested to watch that play out, because we know how seamless he fits when everything's working, and we know how much he complements the Heat's best players. But at some point, they're going to have to make a decision about allocating that kind of percentage of the salary cap to a guy that you're seeing Max Strus and Kyle Guy for one night do things that are pretty similar. So I think that that's a really interesting thing that leads into transactions. And, you know, I love transactions, so that's why I'm watching it.
All right. Well, I'm not going to take it toward transactions, but I'm going to piggyback off the Duncan Robinson thing and say that I am just looking forward to seeing the way Eric Spoelstra figures this out, because we know that Duncan is a favorite of his, and Duncan has had enough moments for you not to give up on him of late. And I've said over and over that I want to see what he looks like with Jimmy and Bam. And people are like, well, you saw it early in the season. Now I need to see it with this group and Lowry and how the whole thing works. I have my doubts about him and Lowry together as a backcourt, but I want to see, like, how far does Eric stay with it if it's not working? But I'm going to pivot to the next one here. I want to see how much Tyler Hero forces his hand. And I think we're at this stage. You've talked about it, this idea that, you know, at some point, you know, you're going to have to make a decision. I don't know necessarily that Hero and Robinson are playable together in a starting lineup. I don't think we're there. The numbers don't bear it out that it's a positive for them. Tyler Hero, unless, you know, a Dame Lillard or a Bradley Beal, both of whom, you know, their situations are trending downward again, as they always do, unless one of those guys pops, okay, and then you maybe take a look at the Hero thing again, it looks like Tyler is going to be a part of the future now, you know, not indefinitely, but certainly for the near term, right? So if that's the case, then, and you can't play the two of them together and Tyler is ready to start, we've talked about the move that Eric can make and put him in the starting lineup in the playoffs, which is the one card that he's holding. But does Tyler force the move before that? I do think it's interesting. I and this played out again last night. Tyler Herro does not shoot the ball as well as a starter as he does as a sub. He just does it. Again, last night, same thing. His shooting numbers are down. I don't know why, because he's fine playing with Jimmy in most circumstances. And at one point, we thought he needed to play off of Jimmy. But now it does seem like he finds his spots more comfortably when he's coming off the bench. Maybe it's because he's got 6 minutes to look at it. I'm not really sure. Or maybe it's because the role is more defined for him. But he's been better coming. He has been better coming off the bench. It's not just, saying, well, you know, you're trying to keep Duncan in the starting lineup. So I think that's going to be something to watch. I'm going to give you a second to think about it, because we're going to tell you everybody about a sponsor here before we move on. The one resolution that everybody should make: go to prizepicks.com. Use the code 5, FIVE. That's FIVE. Use the code 5. Get your initial bonus match. That's right. You want to spend $100 or deposit $100. They will match $100 to play with. And that goes a long way, because you don't have to play $100 when you do the power play, the flex play, 2, 3, 4, 5 players together. They had a 22-for-1 special yesterday. If you hit all five, you got 22-to-1 odds. And we had a bunch of people on our timeline saying that they hit it last night. If you study the numbers, you can do pretty well. And of course, you don't have to just play NBA. We got the NFL playoff games that are coming up here pretty soon. Still got the college football championship, if anybody cares about that SEC thing. So you go to prizepicks.com, use the code 5, get your initial bonus match. We have new players every day. Find out why. All right, Greg. I finished up with Herro. Doesn't mean you can't go with Herro, but give me something.
So before I do that, since you just teed up Prize Picks, I want to mention that I was so damn close to one of those 5-pick flex plays, and I ended up getting 4 out of 5, and the one that killed me is Dame Lillard. I thought he'd go over 30.5 points, and he had 18. So Dame, you killed it for me. I hope Miami goes into Portland and wins, because that 22-to-1 was a hell of a promo on New Year's. So anyway, the next one for me, honestly, it's two guys, but I'm crazy if I don't really slant it more toward one than the other. But I am looking forward to seeing playoff Jimmy and playoff Kyle Lowry. I think those two guys came together for a very specific reason. Kyle Lowry, frankly, his heart is in Toronto and will always be in Toronto. The only reason he came to Miami is to win a championship with Jimmy Butler. Like, that's how I look at that. And Jimmy is at the height. I can't emphasize it enough of his powers. Like, we're seeing him one night get 15 assists and from the same spots of the floor come out the next night and get 37 points. He's at the height of his power. So I am looking forward to when, like, this team has hopefully everybody, which we're not going to hope, like, that's too big of a general hope, but just those two guys in a playoff series set up, knowing that it's like all like the stakes are highest. I'm interested to watch those guys play together.
I'm with you on that. And I'm anxious just to see them play together before the regular season, because that hasn't happened a whole lot. But you're right. I mean, that Kyle is here for Jimmy. I mean, that's why Kyle. And look, there were very few guys we talked about that Jimmy would have been okay with the Heat parting with Goran Dragic to get. And this was one of them. I mean, you see the love he still has for Goran when Goran's working out in the practice facility, and Jimmy's, the first post on his Instagram. So there's no hard feelings there. And I do believe at some point we're going to see Goran Dragic back in a Heat uniform. I think that the more interesting question there is going to be what the role is going to be. I do think Goran's going to finish his career with the Heat, but I don't know that it's going to be the Dwayne role where, you know, Dwayne was playing those kind of minutes, because just the roster has changed. And also, obviously, Tyler Herro's role has changed. And part of the reason that they cleared out Kendrick Nunn, which looks like it was a wise decision at this point, since he hasn't played yet, is that, they wanted to clear the path for Herro. I'm gonna go past that just a little bit. And as you talk about Jimmy, I want to see Jimmy in an all-star game. And I know he doesn't really like to be there. Last year he didn't want to be there. He certainly didn't want to be there if Bam wasn't there, which we talked about a little bit. It's Cleveland this year. Nobody wants to be there except you.
I'm trying to convince you to go. Ethan won't come to the All-Star game.
We're going to try. Well, it's also my birthday weekend, and the idea of me spending my birthday weekend in Cleveland,
on the hotel windows.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not bringing my daughter up there. So I don't know. I want to see Jimmy in an All-Star game representing the Heat. Again, I think that was missed last year by Heat fans. And I think he deserves it. I think the fact that he's come back now with a month and five, 6 weeks till the All-Star game, provided he doesn't have another hiccup health-wise, he's going to be the Heat's representative. Now, whether Tyler is the Heat's second representative depends somewhat on record. I also think it depends on COVID. I don't know that Tyler's necessarily going to make the top 12, but I could see him making the top 15 or 16 maybe, in which case – maybe he gets that opportunity. I think it's more important for Tyler to be around those kind of players than Jimmy. But I do think it would be fun for Heat fans to see Jimmy in that light. All right, you're up.
Spo, Coach of the Year. It has to happen. This is the year. If it doesn't happen this year, the league is completely full of you know what. Like what other year has he maximized guys? And if this just continues, they're a game and a half out of the damn one seed in the conference. Like that, it will be the worst travesty for an award since Riley didn't get executive of the year and they gave it to the Gar Pax nonsense in Chicago. Like that one. And I know the LeBron one in Miami was also the MVP with D Rose. That was a big one that everyone talked about, but Spo has to get it right. And are my blinders on?
I think it's highly unlikely. Honestly, it's not about blinders. It's just, we've talked about who that award typically goes to. It either goes to a team that kind of runs away, and particularly if that coach is a media favorite, or it goes to the team that surprises everybody. So the problem for Spoelstra this year is that both things exist. The team that runs away potentially is Golden State. Steve Kerr is a media darling. I think that there are those who feel that maybe Steve, there was some who felt Steve got too much credit for what happened with those Warriors. But also, I mean, I was doing an interview yesterday with Coach Nick, who we've had on here. He says he, in his view, Steve Kerr is right now the best coach in the league. So I don't think it's a totally ridiculous, as he just says, the offensive stuff that they're running is ridiculous. And now they've replicated it on defense. So he says that Steve is definitely deserving. Okay. So if Golden, and nobody was projecting Golden State to be a top two in the West this year. Nobody. Okay. I mean, Steph was healthy. They were like a 4 or 5 seed with a puncher's chance in a second round series. Right. But now they look like a juggernaut and they haven't had Clay and they haven't had Wiseman. So I'm not one of those who believes Steve Kerr is just a roll the balls out guy. He's very similar to Phil and I think he's even more creative offensively than Phil. And so I don't think he's a bad choice. I think the other problem is you have the other thing, JB Bickerstaff in Cleveland. That's the come out of nowhere team. Now he's lost two pieces too. Now he's lost Sexton and he's lost Rubio. So I think that could go either way, Greg. Like if that team falls off completely, he falls out of the race, right? Like if they end up in the play-in, he's not winning Coach of the Year. But if he stay up there now after losing a starter and a key rotation piece, then I think he's got an argument. I think Spo is top three, but I don't think he's getting it. I just don't.
Quick question on this topic, and we won't stay here long. If Chicago gets the one seed, because they're in the one seed right now in the conference. I was going to say, like, that's an interesting thing. Which Miami, though, they're 1.5 games. If they get the one seed, I think Spo will get, there'll be recognition of that. In the same way that Chicago would get recognition, like Brooklyn and Milwaukee, I feel like people kind of expect that.
Nobody's giving Bud Coach of the Year.
Exactly.
and nobody's giving Nash Coach of the Year. So you're right. I think it's going to be one of these things where it's like somebody else wins and like, but Eric Spoelstra had another great year. Kind of the same way that it was always Greg Popovich had another great year. He could win the award every year. The difference is that Pop did win the award.
Exactly. Okay,
before they stopped giving it to him. And Spo has not. So I'm not saying Spo's not deserving. I absolutely believe he is. I just don't think people are as involved in the micro level that we are in Miami that kind of know what's been going on. And they're just like, okay, Bam's been out. Jimmy's been out. But they got a lot, they got some good players, and yeah, and that's it. And Tyler Hero. And I just think that they're going to throw it out and he'll be top five, but I don't think he's going to win it. All right. I'm going to pivot off that a little bit, as we sort of move towards personnel, because Spo has been handling that. I want to see if they can find one more guy, no pun intended, from these players that they brought in here, because we know that they're really good at that. Now, it may not happen now because this roster was already too cluttered. Okay. When you, and in a good way, in a way we weren't expecting, because of the way that Caleb and Max and Vincent have played. But now you have another group of players they're bringing in behind them. And so I'm just curious to see if any of these guys can make enough of an impression that we've got a training camp story next year. Okay. Or maybe if they consolidate some pieces and they do a 3-for-2 or a 4-for-2 or a 3-for-1 or whatever, that it's like, okay, well, we're going to go call up Kyle Guy again. Okay. Or maybe Silva has developed a little bit and he's somebody that, whatever it is, I'm just curious if they can find one more, because we know they don't miss in that regard.
No. And they have a spot. Like, this is the beautiful thing. And Ethan, like, I'm glad you hit on this, and we're kind of, it's closing the loop on these newfound players that we didn't discuss a lot on this show, because they're going to get the opportunity in late February or March to convert Caleb Martin to a standard contract. And then they're going to have a two-way spot available. And so you have these young guys, these Kyle guys, that are out there that maybe will slide into that two-way spot and then have some security from a guaranteed money perspective in Miami, so that, you're right, we do have a training camp story next year. So it's not really something as much of a play of this year, but if you get one of those guys in the farm system, as they say in baseball, that's another win. You know, you need these guys that are playing better than their contract, playing above that value. And that's what they're getting with Caleb. And hopefully they find one more.
And the other thing is that they're kind of running an in-season training camp survivor with these guys.
Oh, I bet they love that from a competitive perspective.
Oh, Eric, to me, this has got to be Eric's favorite thing. I mean, it's just, you know, he's got these guys competing against each other for the good of the team. I mean, that's just a perfect scenario for him.
But before we get out of here, they closed the game last night with Haywood Highsmith, and he was 3-for-3 from 3-point land. So I don't know. Spoelstra already is leaning into that guy. That's interesting to watch.
Well, it's always like, if they see one thing, they see one thing that they think they can develop, then they'll try to work on the other things. Like I said, the guys you're seeing now, there's not the last you're going to hear of them. Okay. But it may not be now, but it may be later. But it is, it's like they're running it's like a Lord of the Flies type situation. Okay. Or Hunger Games. They're running their internal Hunger Games during the season. Like, if you got truth serum out of them, out of Eric, okay, yeah, and you said you could have Bam and Jimmy and all these guys healthy all season, or you could be doing what you're doing now, he would choose now. I'm telling, he just would. I mean, it's just his first thing he said after the game last night was, that was fun.
Oh yeah. He loves Rodney Magruder dives underneath the table to get the ball, and who can get the ball from Rodney. Like, those stories, like, well, Spo lights up when he tells.
Well, they're the embodiments of video coordinators who become head coaches. That's the whole thing. He sees himself in them. He's still at the University of Portland. All right, we're gonna close the loop on this in a second, but we got another code that we have, and it gets you two products. Okay, actually, it's gonna get you a third product soon. We're gonna introduce that on the next episode. But for now, premium CBD. The code is 5RSN, number 5RSN. Go to therapistpreferred.com. That's where you can get the tincture, the gummies, the strawberry lemonade are my favorite, but they also got the green apple. You can also get the sports cream, so it's good for recovery, it's good for sleep, and this is the best stuff. They've been working with us for a while because people keep renewing with them, okay? So go to therapistpreferred.com, use the code 5RSN, and also for all your grooming products, go to manscaped.com. It's not just the razors. They got the deodorant, the cologne. They got a whole line of products there. They've even got clothing. Okay. So go to manscaped.com. Use the code 5RSN. For that one is 20% off. For Therapist Preferred is 25% off. 5RSN, therapistpreferred.com, manscaped.com. All right. I can't believe we haven't mentioned this yet. I want to see Victor Oladipo off the bench. I mean, literally off the bench, like, not, you know, jumping up and down on the side, which he's been, I mean, very supportive this season, and seems like he's integrated to the team much more than he did last year, which also tells you about how he feels health-wise, I think, because guys tend to be in a better mood when they think they're going to be contributing to something than when they're pouting because they're frustrated because somebody attached their quad incorrectly. I just want to see it. I mean, I'm not really Yeah, I'm not really worried about some of the things that Heat fans are talking about. Like, is this guy going to get upset about losing me? Look, Victor Oladipo was an all-star in this league. Okay. He's also been a part of this group the whole year, which I think is going to help in that. He's not just somebody they're just dropping in like they did last year. They know him now. He's been supportive of these other players. I don't know all the internal relationships because I'm not in the locker room like I used to be because of COVID, but you can tell that he reacts to certain guys react to him. So there are going to be guys who lose minutes to him, but also there are young guys who are going to get other opportunities. And I just, I want to see a healthy, motivated, you know, happy Victor Oladipo and what he can contribute in, you know, what likely will be at the start limited minutes to this team.
So Cooper Moorhead wrote probably my favorite piece of the year so far. And it was about Tyler Hero talking about how he's a walking, talking sunglasses at night, superstar type of player. But in that column, he talked about Tyler Hero's ignitability. And that is like the word that resonates with Oladipo and what kind of lightning rod he can be for this team, just because of the stuff that he brings. And I think you're onto something with that. People that are worried about how they're going to cut up the minutes, like there's something to be said for when you go to the Gabe Vincents and the Yurtsevins and these guys and you give them 2-year guaranteed contracts. Mm-hmm. You're saying we are vested to you guys and you are part of this process. Well, then that means if they have to go a playoff series or a 12 game stretch where they don't play much, they're bought in. Like, so I'm not as worried about that. Victor Oladipo should be a great fit. I'm glad you snuck him in here because had we gone through these things to look forward to and not mentioned him, we would have been very, very misguided because it literally is the type of game-changing X factor that we're not, like, we're looking at this group of players and they have all these different pieces and everything's diverse and all the chess pieces Spo has, and that's the one that he hasn't had to put on the board yet. So that's super intriguing. I'm glad you closed there.
Well, the other thing is too, these guys have now had enough opportunity to put stuff on tape. So not only do they have security from the Heat, but if they do become free agents in a couple of years, if the Heat decide, okay, we're going to go a different direction, maybe the roster has gone a different direction at that point. Maybe Pat has gone a different direction at that point. Who knows? They've got enough on tape now that they still can make something themselves in free agency. So I think there's a comfort level with that. You know, even last year, I mean, look, he didn't get what he wanted, but Kendrick Nunn got $5 million a year from the Lakers. Okay. I mean, it's a lot more than he thought he was, excuse me, he was going to get when he came to Miami because he had a chance to put some of that stuff on tape and the Lakers were interested in it. So, I mean, if Gabe Vincent is not ultimately the long-term point guard or even backup point guard in Miami, he's still going to be a young man by basketball terms. And I mean, Mario Chalmers just came back at 35, you know, Gabe Vincent at 27, 28, there's going to be a team that has some interest in him. I mean, Yurtsevin is a big guy with some skill. Like those aren't going out of style. Caleb Martin has proven he can be a, you know, a plug and play piece on a very good team. And Strus is a shooter. I mean, he's a shooter with some athleticism. Like these guys are going to be fine. And also they haven't done enough in the league to be able to even be upset about the fact that, you know, an 85% Victor Oladipo, who was literally leading Indiana by himself against LeBron's Cavs
and was a lottery pick
in a playoff series and was a number 2 overall pick, you know, comes back and starts, you know, taking 15 to 20 minutes a night. I think it's perfectly positioned. I think Heat fans are freaking out for the wrong reason about that. And I also think if it doesn't work out, they've proven this season that they're okay. I mean, that it's not a make or break piece like we thought early in the year when we didn't think they had enough of them. All right. We went through a lot. Check out our sponsors, Water Cleanup of Florida. If you got the schmutz, they got the guts. All right. So check them out. Water Cleanup of FL. And that's the Twitter account. Okay. We're going to give away a t-shirt. We have enough t-shirt to somebody who follows that account. I'm going to do that by Sunday night. So make sure that you're following them by Sunday night. Also PrizePicks.com. The code is 5 Manscaped and Therapist Preferred. The code is 5 RSN. Have a good new year.